Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. On our Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report today, we're heading down to River Rock Eat and Bait Shop to talk to Scott Breading. Scott, how are you today?
Good, Trevor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How's the fishing been out in Shawamigan Bay?
Well, Trevor, we've had a lot of island for a little while here with all the rain that we've had. The monsoon that we had last weekend making it a little tough in our area. I guess the first thing I'd want to mention is we have a lot of water that came into the bay, carrying in a lot of debris, and also bringing in with that a lot of dark water or red water, a lot of stumpage. And so when you're out on the bay, just be aware that stuff is going to float out there and wash up on the shore. And if you get a little wind, it's going to wash back out into the lake. Be aware that floating logs, deadheads, you call them, so it's going to be out there all summer. So be aware.
Yeah, with this red water, Scott, can you fish in that? Is that decent fishing going on in there? And if you do want to try fishing through that, what should you use?
Well, it's hard to fish. Unfortunately, fishing out of it or on the edges of it, getting in there, fishing the shallower waters for smallmouth, they are having some success in that area. It will clear up fairly quick because it's heavier sediment. So hopefully in a week or so, we'll start seeing that break up and it'll be patchy.
You said that you can fish in and out of it. Can you treat it almost like a big weed patch?
Exactly. Fish are going to hide in and out of it. Bait fish are the same thing. They're going to use it for camouflage. In some areas, a good habitat for for bait fish. We're fishing right on the edge of it. So we fish in and out of it.
Sure. If people want to get out and they want a little help fishing this weekend, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah. Just call at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop at 715-682-3232 for an up-to-date report, or go to our website at riverrockin.net or look us up on Facebook.
All right, thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks, Trevor. Good talking to you.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.